Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Has passed me by. I'll lay around and wonder why you were always there for me.
Where's your hair? On your face?
One way.
It's gone. What can I tell you? I gotta do something now, like for the Bruins or something.
You gotta do something
maybe
now?
Do, like sideburns. Grow sideburns for the Bruins.
Grow a ponytail?
Mutton chops. Mutton chops.
What?
Mutton chops. Go all out. Make it as ridiculous as possible.
Yo, like Haggerty, pork chop.
Haggerty?
Joe Haggerty. He's got those big...
Like this, so.
Talking about like Chester Ray Arthur, that type of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like Ron Burgundy and Anchorman.
Go all out, I'm telling you. Mm. Don't half-ass it.
Smooth ending.
Yeah, it went well.
There's something we haven't played yet from all this mic'd up stuff.
Wow.
All the mic'd up stuff that we've played so far this week. Did you catch Aaron Donald psyching himself up for the game?
I did not.
This is great. He's crazy. Ready?
Yeah.
Have a listen. Oh, give it 1 second.
He's a nut job.
Nuts.
He's not a big guy.
No, but he's
I couldn't
fast.
Believe how little he is.
He's a wacko, though.
He ain't too, right.
Toonie did a pretty good job.
I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah.
This guy ain't right.
Did you see the Toonie block on the throw to Gronk down the seam?
Oh, incredible.
Yep.
Oh, my God. 101. Oh, stood him
boom.
Up.
Boom.
Leverage.
Boom.
I heard Donald, too, after that. He said, this it drives on me, man.
Yeah.
I lost
one on
one.
I have one on ones. I don't get it. When I get those, I'm gonna
singled
win those.
Up twice.
Wow.
Here we go.
Who's you work for right here? Who's you work for? All that training you did. All everything you do is for this right here. Come on, hey. Come on. You're living the dream. How bad you want it? How bad you want it? How bad you want it? Make the big play, huh? Make the big play. Huh? Controlled aggression. Controlled aggression. Come on. Controlled aggression. Controlled aggression.
All day, baby.
Yep.
All day.
Control the aggression. Be great. Be great. Be great. Nothing less. Come on. Lock in. Lock in.
Go.
Come on. Come on. What you here for? What you work for right here? What you train for right here? Come on. That'd be great. You hear me? That'd be great. That'd be great. That'd be great. Come on.
Hmm. Love it. I like the...
I love every bit of that.
I like the repetitive nature of it. Like, I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. You beat it in. You know, you just beat it into your mindset. Yeah.
Be great. Be great.
Kept thinking of the Pablo Sandoval vision board every time I listened to that.
Oh, no. I did not. Did not.
This is way better than that.
I think lazy fat boy.
When I think of that. Talking to yourself. Isn't that a sign of...
this guy's an animal.
Smart. Yeah. Isn't that what they say? Sign of intelligence? You talk to yourself?
Yeah.
One of those things?
Out loud?
I think so. I think that's one of those you know, clues.
So he's doing it himself, like nobody else is around.
No, no, he's walking around.
At the end, yeah, but at the beginning,
he's pacing,
it's all him.
He's pacing. He's walking
it's all
around.
You ever watch Greg Hardy when he warmed up when he was in the league that last year in Dallas?
Can't say I really did.
He just stood there and rocked back and forth and talked to himself. And you wonder, like, what is this nut job saying to himself? Didn't stretch, wasn't with the team, just had that incessant rocking back and forth. Like, that crazy. Like
dude's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine Aaron Donald, like, before a date
like
in high school.
He sniffed a can of aerosol or something. Just sitting out there like, I just did some whippets with some aerosol, man.
Just sitting there in front of the mirror. You're great. You're great.
Yeah.
You're great.
Smelling salts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brewski used to do that. Not aerosol. But Brewski used to do the smelling salts.
Like Jimmy G.
Yeah. But then he would just start taking his head and just ramming it into his locker. And he had that mullet, and he's like, nah, nah, nah. He's making these weird noises. And we'd all, like, peek around down, like, ah, oh,
the hell is pregame.
Yeah. Yep, 45 minutes before the game.
Yep.
Here he goes. Just let him go. I don't know who he's talking to. Hit that locker. Yep, dent that locker more. Good player.
John in Braintree. Hi, John.
Hey, what's going on? This is actually Tim again from Quincy.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Hey. I just want to say, man, you're the man. When you say that America's worst nightmare is back and there's nothing you could do about it, man, that was the phrase for the whole playoffs.
Thank you.
You should join that marketing team.
I should be getting stuff from shirts, shirt sales.
Yeah. But my question is what do you think the Pats need to pick up in the draft to get back to the Super Bowl? And what do you think they're leaning towards to pick up?
Well, we got to
player wise.
We got to get through free agency first. I have no damn clue. I have no clue who they're going to retain, who they're going to cut, who they're going to ask to take pay cuts, who wants to come back, who's going to retire.
Any chance of a quarterback?
I think at some point, yeah, you got to. That's a good question. I mean, but I don't think that's like an imminent need. You know, I think a guy on the outside that could win as a receiver is a need. A tight end is replacing Gronkowski is going to be a need here. You know, he's got one more year left. I think he's coming back. But it doesn't mean he's going to be the same guy all year. I'd start looking for that guy's replacement.
I like Trey Flowers' last idea, too, to kind of save him towards the end of the season if he does come back.
I don't like that idea at all, really.
Here's one thing that would piss me off if this happened, if Trey Flowers did not get paid and stay here. Because, like, you know, we said this with Malcolm, too. It's like, your guy, you handpicked him, you groomed him, but just... Trey Flowers is like the ultimate Patriot.
I have a fear about this. I have a fear.
Somebody's got stupid money to pay.
Based on the fact that the Patriots in the Super Bowl and for the last few weeks have sort of schemed up their pressure with all the stunts they've run.
Yeah.
That they look at Trey Flowers and say, he's expendable. We don't need the great individual talent.
No way.
We'll just go with what we've been doing. And I think that's a mistake.
I do too. Hey, I got it wrong last year. I said, you got to take care of Amendola. You got to take care of Deion Lewis. You got to take care of Solder.
Nope.
But not at the money they got.
Trent Brown ended up being great. Who knew?
See, that's another guy. What are you going to pay that guy? That guy had a great postseason. He had a really good year.
If you can only pay one, Flowers or Trent Brown, who are you paying?
Oh, Flowers.
Flowers.
Flowers. Not even close.
I'm not. 41, 42-year-old quarterback now? You think Isaiah Wynn's ready to step in at left tackle?
I don't know, but they'll figure it out.
Dante will.
Yeah, Dante will, Jim. I pay Trent Brown. He's just so big. You just can't. You can't coach size. You know what I mean? Just imagine him another year with Dante.
I mean, we also just watched Trent Brown on a contract year. I don't want to find out, you know, with crazy money on the line for both of these guys.
That's good money at
what
tackle.
He is in it, what he is, in, and he's when he's not in a contract year.
Yeah. High-end tackle.
There are a lot of questions about
money.
Him when he came in from San Fran. We know what Trey Flowers is. That guy's worked his ass off since day one. I mean, everything he has done in his time here makes him deserve it. And I just don't want them upsetting that system of if you come in and you work the way that that Trey Flowers did, you'll get rewarded. This team will pay you.
Yeah, like McCourty.
Yeah, exactly. Like any other guy that's come in, whether it be Gerard Mayo or Devin McCourty or, I don't know, there's other guys
on
that
list. McCourty's
Dante Hightower, but his wasn't a huge money deal.
But he was looking for more money elsewhere.
And he didn't really have much of a market elsewhere.
Right.
Come meet him the cake. The Jets.
Trey Flowers
Jets,
will have a market.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Jets.
You could do that for Le'Veon.
Yeah.
And it turns out they didn't even really want him at the end. They had him in for the visit. They were nice to him. Gave him a birthday cake.
That's nice.
But I don't even know how much they wanted him.
No, Bert said they were worried about his knee, right?
Yeah. Every team that ended up talking to him ended up being concerned about his knee, and
he's
they
got
passed.
Bad knee.
Steelers, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Steelers, Jets, both in that mix. No, if I have to pay one, it's Trey Flowers. No doubt about that. Where's Isaiah Wynn going next year if he's not playing left tackle? Where do you put him? What the hell did you spend a first-round pick on the guy for if you don't think he can play?
Ooh.
Play some guard?
I don't know if he can play. I'm just saying you got to put him in there left tackle.
From their perspective, they think he can play. Otherwise, they wouldn't have used a first-round pick on the guy.
He already paid Shaq Mason.
Yep.
Where does he fit?
Roster building.
Right tackle?
I think they envisioned him personally at guard next to Trent Brown to start the season, and Joe Tooney was better than they thought after all said and done.
Right. Yeah, so now what? That's not what they said publicly, because publicly they kept saying that they think he could play tackle, despite him having a different stature than a guy like Trent Brown.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotions.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Call 617-779-0985. Jimmy is in the car. He's got a Celtics thought for us.
Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Brad Stevens, he needs to go. He's a bot.
Anything else you'd like to add to that?
How would you like to expand upon that opinion?
I'd like to add about 42 points in the third quarter. Like, you're up five, you come out flat. Like, that just can't happen. Lakers are defeated. They don't have anyone. They come back hot last night. Like, that just can't happen.
Okay.
You hang up on him? Brad Stevens. I did not.
Oh.
I'd hang up on him.
I didn't hang up on him.
I didn't touch it.
It felt like someone hung up on him.
What, do you press the down arrow to hang up?
Yeah. You know how to do it. Don't act like you don't know how to do it. You've done it before.
I could drive the bus.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Not today.
Not today. Maybe Monday. Maybe Monday.
What day is it? Friday? Yeah, today's Friday.
Paulie's on the line. Question is, do we take Paulie today?
Yeah, put him up.
It could be a probationary period
put him up.
For Paulie's actions at our Super Saturday party.
Put him up.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, put him up.
Paulie, go ahead.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Hey, yeah,
why would you talk to one of our hosts? Shut up. It's my show.
2 years ago in Houston, I got that.
Really? You're gonna confront Felger the way you did and embarrass yourself at a station party?
When I got a hold of Tony 2 years ago in Houston, at least Tony didn't run away. Felger's trying to run away. You know, just
run away from what? From a drunk man spitting in his face?
His friends kept trying to give me money.
You were belligerent.
I'm hanging up on him. Get out of here.
You were belligerent. Yeah, he's on probation.
Yeah, I don't want to take his calls right now. I'm not happy with how that played out.
Acting like an a-hole.
Not only that, I tried to save him. I went over and I said, Paulie, come on, let's just calm down. I don't want to see you get kicked out of here. And what does he do instead of just being like, all right, I'll lighten up? He screams in my face, I've been kicked out of better places than this. I'm like, all right, then you're being an a-hole. And I walked away, and 2 minutes later, they were throwing him out. Fine, see ya.
So for people that don't know, Paulie confronted Felger at the Saturday football party.
Deflategate? Is that what it was about?
Yeah, just screaming at him. Deflategate. Go back to Wisconsin. Yeah, same crap. No need for that. We all have a good back and forth, right? You know, Paulie calls all the
shots. It's not so much that he wanted to talk to him about it. You talked to him about anything.
He was just yelling and screaming.
Just yelling and screaming in the guy's face.
Jerk. You know, you acted like a jerk, Paulie.
And I have no idea. I don't think Felger was bothered by it at all.
I don't think
anything fazes him.
No, but he's like, I don't have the time.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
I didn't like it.
It's low class.
I also didn't like it because the wood was there.
Thank you.
There's something about it that didn't sit right with me.
I didn't get a chance to talk to her. I wanted to see her there. My wife was there too. And they were kind of outside on the deck, and then Felger went up, and then I was in the back. And then I heard Paulie.
And I didn't even see all of it. I can tell you who did. Our boss saw all of it, and he was not happy.
Don't piss that guy off.
He was not. Nope. He's not happy about that. And he saw the entire thing.
Boss is good. He's got some muscle. He helped me
he
out.
He saw the entire thing start to finish, party, so he knows more about it. From the little I saw, I did not think it was felt out of bounds.
If the
felt a little over the top.
If the radio programming thing doesn't work, I would bounce if I was him.
Yep.
Yeah. He's got that temperament.
Be better at it than I was. I'd be like, yeah, sure, come on.
Yeah. Allowed to punch people.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Oh, you've had like 14 beers? Now you're fine. Yeah. Come on. Go ahead, have one more.
Yeah. 20.
You're good.
Hey, give me a 20. Yeah, I'll let you in.
Just pay.
Yeah.
There's a cover. As long as you pay, you're good.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you. Another one of the regulars. Far more calm. And that'd be Jungalo. Jungalo.
Hey, guys. How's this going? How's everything going?
Going what? Doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, I had a question about, I don't know how many catches Hogan this year, but if you could tell me how many catches Hogan had.
Look it up on Google.
All right. And then I wanted to talk about Gronk. I guess he said he was 51% sure what he was going to do for the coming season. But, Joe, you made a great point last week when you said, well, you know, Brady, there's a good chance that Brady's going to come up to him and talk to him and say, hey, I need you. And so if you think of those two things together, you got to come with a conclusion that maybe he will be back.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, he and Brady, especially AFC title weekend, doing the little videos, starting to feel it. Their mojo again.
Hogan had 35 catches, by the way, Jungalo, which tied him for 114th in the league.
Where's he at? Is he Carolina, Jungalo?
South Carolina.
Yeah. It's nice he listens.
You were here when he called last time.
Oh, yeah.
He said he got someone who worked at the local store there to hook him up with the app.
Yeah, do app.
Download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app so he can listen. He got it all figured out.
That was phone pricing.
He's up and running.
All data. Yeah. You think he knows how to use Wi-Fi?
I hope he has some sort of unlimited plan.
Yeah,
unlimited plan. John in Hampton Beach. What's up, John?
How are you doing, guys?
Hi.
Hey, John.
Interesting take on the Amendola thing. Within that context, last year, and I don't know much about the guy, although I didn't see him play, there was a kid from the U, Braxton Berrios.
Yep, he's still here.
He's on the mysterious injured reserve squad, I guess. And
yeah, they're hiding him.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Are they hiding him? He was a punt returner also. Pretty good kid. So is he the answer or maybe a quick trade to get Danny back? I don't know, something like that.
I look at it. Yeah, John, interesting point to bring up because I actually sort of forget about these guys like Braxton Berrios, but he's been around the team. He was around the team, I believe, in Atlanta. He was around the team during the parade and has been celebrating with teammates. This guy's still there every day. He's still a colleague, coworker, teammate
he's
of all the guys
boy, right?
who are out on the field.
Danny he did those positional group pictures on picture day on Saturday, and he
Berrios
was in the wide receiver group. Yeah.
And so he has been around, and so that's why he just sort of popped up the last few weeks. I look at Berrios as a guy who's the next Edelman. Like, and they want to develop him into that.
Yeah. Cheap slot.
Young.
Little guy, quick.
Slot receiver.
Yeah.
That's what I think they want to do.
What was his problems this preseason? Did he not catch it cleanly? Didn't he catch a lot of stuff in his chest?
I'm not sure.
That's what I thought.
I think he had some drops, yeah.
Yeah, I think he had a drop.
Did he drop some punts, too?
He had one catch in the preseason, so he didn't do much.
I mean, even in practice, I thought I just saw balls bouncing off his pads. He didn't use his hands well. You could fix that, though. You could coach him up.
Yeah, but if he's the next Edelman, you can't count on that being next year. It took Edelman how many years to become Julian Edelman?
It takes a while.
Yeah.
That's why I think they're year one, they're stashing him on IR.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I think this happened.
Unseen, unheard.
So if you want to continue to do it, you're going to bank on him taking up a roster spot next year. So you got to sort of factor that into the equation as well. How can they maybe use him?
That's true.
In addition to Edelman, while also taking up a roster spot with him, hopefully, you know, things like his punt return game have improved. That would be a huge value to the team if he can return punts.
It's not only Edelman too. It took Troy Brown a few years. It took Welker a few years. He played in Miami, and it took Edelman a few years. So it's not just the only guy that came in and was lights out right away was Deion Branch. From his rookie season, he was
a lone
awesome
guy.
It didn't take Welker a few years when he got here.
No, but he played a few years in Miami.
No, he stayed
in the NFL. Yeah,
earning your stripes in the league, right?
I get what you're saying on that front. 617-779-0985. This is Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Buddy in the car. What's up, Buddy?
Hey, Beetle. Hey, Zoe.
Hi.
So you got me thinking with that last caller, and I want to get to a Patriots point. Would you rather have Kyrie or Brad Stevens?
Kyrie. Always take the player over the coach.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that Steve, and because of what's going on with Kyrie lately, I think Stevens is the only coach in the NBA who can even sniff the level that Popovich had, where it was system over player. And I always go player, but
I think Popovich is a great coach. I'm not trying to take anything away from Greg Popovich, but he gets this sort of tag of being able to put together team over talent, except he's always had talent when he's won. Always.
Yeah, he has, but he had Duncan, you know, and then he had Kawhi, but still, but he's it's the longevity, it's the, you know, the nostalgic. But anyways, I want to get to a Patriots point. I think it would be foolish for them to not franchise Trent Brown. He's a liability with that size. Why wouldn't you just lock him up for 14 and a half? And if he walks, you get two first-round picks. Why is it so hard to see that? And Isaiah Wynn, I mean, one more year, block the blind side. Isaiah Wynn's a swing tackle. I think Waddle's a free agent. You know, I also think one thing that no one ever brings up was Brian Waters was a darling of Belichick's. He didn't even come and show up to camp. I think Gronk has earned that. I think if Gronk commits to 2 to 3 years, I think Bill's going to let him do his thing. He says, dude, week 8, let's go. Ramp it up. Hey, have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. The problem is you're not paying a guy $12 million to show up that late.
Right.
The problem is he's not a free agent.
You're taking a cut. Yes.
It's not like Junior Seau sitting out half the first. You're sitting out the first half of the year and then making a call.
I think based on his football intelligence and just, yeah, he could still play. I think you find a way to try and work it, work the number down. You know, maybe not be as demanding upon him with time and everything in the workouts. Well, he wasn't there that much either.
The numbers got to change. What about that report the morning of the Super Bowl that the Patriots believed that his injuries were in part due to the TB12 method? How do you resolve that? All comes creeping back into the equation now. I know we haven't talked about that this week because, you know, we've got better things to talk about. The Patriots won the Super Bowl. But that was reported on Sunday morning. Team source Ian Rappaport indicating they believe the TB12 method was somehow involved in him being as injured or taking as long as he back to full health.
I think age is part of it. But Brady had the same Achilles injury that he had. You know, it's strained Achilles. And are they looking at something where they think, okay, there's two guys in that type of program. But, I mean, from a pliability standpoint, it doesn't really apply with Tom. You know, Gronk's had issues in that ankle. Legs, knees, back, everything, arms. Got plates in his arm. I think it's bigger than that for Gronkowski. I just think he's not the same guy. That's all. But he can still play and play well. So why not have him back?
Well, no, why have him back? You know, it's obvious why you'd want him back.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's about the number, and it's about making some accommodations, and it's about finding
the
middle ground there. And also, Rob Gronkowski being convinced that continuing his career is the right thing for him. Those are all hurdles. There's a lot of hurdles here for him to clear before we know he's coming back. And I still think the odds are he doesn't come back. Mike in Miami, go ahead.
I don't know if you guys saw in the ESPN postgame when Belichick was at the desk with Boomer and Steve Young and Randy Moss. Boomer was mentioning all the great Patriot wide receivers, and he left out Amendola, and Belichick said, don't forget Danny. So I don't know if any bridges are burned right now.
Okay, that's good.
That'd be a no.
Nice piece of information there, Mike. Appreciate the call. I actually saw we got some tweets on this as well. Apparently he was talking about great slot receivers because they were talking about Edelman's performance.
Think about that.
And he said, don't forget about Danny.
Think about that. Danny's helped you earn championships. Wes helped you drop one.
Ooh. Burn.
Not a burn. I mean, that's Amendola's biggest moments are in the biggest game.
All right, so if Amendola gets cut in Miami.
Hell yeah, bring him back.
Then maybe you see Amendola back here next year.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
She sits alone by a lamppost, trying to find a thought that's escaped her mind.
Nice. Wish Harding's here.
She says, there's the one I love the most. The stop's not far behind.
Yeah.
She never lets me in. She's had too much to drink. I say that I don't care. I just run my fingers through her dark hair. And I pray to God, you gotta help me fly away. And just let her cry. If the tears fall down,
could do roll to change as Tardy's not here.
Yeah. Understood.
Heat her right away, let her go.
Watch her walk right out on me. And if the sun comes up,
tomorrow,
where would you rank this compared to Springsteen?
Not even in the same category.
I know, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Mike Reese has a bold prediction for the offseason. T-Bone just showed this to us. His bold prediction is the Patriots load up at receiver. It's similar to 2007.
What's he listen to the show?
When they traded for Randy Moss and Wes Welker, New England will bring in a few receivers following a season in which they were limited at the position. Whether that's early in the draft, in free agency, or through trade, the cupboard will be well-stocked. Mike Reese.
with hopefully not with the Kenny Britz or the Jordan Matthews of the world.
No, no, no. He used the name Randy Moss. That makes a big thing.
Moss and Welker were the names he invoked.
Good pickup, Jim.
Yep.
That is an informed opinion. That's a informed opinion.
Can I ask a question unrelated to football? This is sort of our last.
So wait, before you get to your thing, just put it together. We got Burt Breer, who's an informed guy, who says Julio Jones is available. Now Mike Reese is saying they're going to go for a big receiver.
Burt and Reese are predicting big things for the Patriots at receiver.
Not to call my guy.
Call your guy. Yeah. Is it the same guy that said Golden Tate was coming here?
No.
Okay, good.
He's a free agent.
Julio Jones turns 30 today. 30 years old today.
On the wrong side of 30 now.
Tell you what. Golden Tate be a nice little stick mover on the outside to go along with Edelman.
He'd fit really well in this offense.
Couldn't cover the team then.
Oh, he'd be a good fit. Be all about that.
You'd be all about that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you better believe it.
All right.
Yep.
I like that one.
All right. I have a question for the Boston Red Sox. Why do you still employ Bill James?
What's he do? Like, why?
Why do you still have this guy on your payroll? Why do you deal with this guy?
Didn't he get banished after the flying saucer stuff?
What was the flying saucer?
Didn't he have some comments regarding UFOs or something?
What?
Like weird stuff?
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, if you had brought up the time
Penn State stuff, Paterno.
I was gonna say, if you had brought up the time that he defended Joe Paterno, or asked whether Kevin Spacey should face any repercussions for what he described as unsubstantiated allegations.
Oh, really? Maybe you should talk to Heather Unruh.
Well, by the way, they're bringing his ass into court now. So, I mean.
So maybe that's what you're thinking. Spacey, not space.
No, I'm thinking UFOs. I thought he had comments regarding UFOs.
Or the time that he said that baseball doesn't need its players and that they'll just get new ones, and no matter who the new players are, it won't matter. That the players don't make the game. The fact that they're playing games apparently makes the game. It's a boneheaded take. And then that time, the Red Sox had to put out a statement. Do you remember that? They put out a statement in November. Right. Their statement at the time said, Bill James is a consultant to the Red Sox. He is not an employee, nor does he speak for the club. Here's my advice. Don't even have him as a consultant anymore. Yeah. Get rid of him. Here's the latest from him. Again, the sabermetrician, Bill James. So yesterday, Frank Robinson dies, right?
Right.
And by all accounts, anyone that knew him and anyone in the game of baseball, if you ask them about Frank Robinson, hell of a player, even better guy. Great guy to know.
Right.
Right? Bill James tweets out, since he died yesterday, by the way, Baseball Reference War insists that the most valuable player in the American League in 1966 was not Frank Robinson, but Earl Wilson. A pitcher who was 18-12 with a 3.43 ERA.
I can tell you who Earl Wilson was.
One point better than the league ERA of 3.44.
I even hate giving you time to do this because it draws attention to this.
Hold on. No. It gets better.
Yeah.
He says, look it up. No offense.
No, I'm good.
Just thought I would mention it. Yeah, just thought he would throw that out there. Hey, since this guy just died, let me tell you about one of his achievements that he didn't deserve.
He wasn't that good.
Holy crap. And then our guy, one of our favorites, Dennis Eckersley, at Eck43 on Twitter, responds to this tweet with two words. Shut up.
Yes.
Eck.
Period.
Yes.
Story over.
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic.
Shut up, Bill James.
What is it with him?
Oh, God. He's just one of these baseball people, though, who thinks he knows everything he can crunch some numbers.
Obviously missed a couple days. Why are these baseball people piling on Edelman? Like the John Heymans
of the world.
Oh, the sanctimonious John Heymans.
You know what you do, John, when you get suspended? You come back fresh as lettuce in week five, and you go and you win championships.
You know what he's talking about.
Brady did it. Edelman did it.
So I didn't even realize this. If you get suspended in baseball for PEDs at any point in the season, you can't participate in the postseason.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know that. When was that new?
I think that was as a result of, didn't Melky Cabrera get popped for steroids like one of the 17 times he's been popped? And then he had a big postseason and people said, we can't have this because it was a bad because Melky. Yeah.
So I didn't even realize that was a rule tweak that they had.
Right.
That you could now, no matter, even if you finished serving your suspension in May, you were not eligible now for the postseason in whatever year you finished serving it. So Eck tells Bill James to shut up. Here's one more for the John Heymans of the world. Mm. So Heyman tweets out, in baseball, in the NFL, Colin Kaepernick is something along the lines. I'll get the exact tweet. I don't want to use the wrong words.
So sick of the Kaepernick.
I don't want to use the wrong words on this. I want to get the tweet right. But what he basically said was, Kaepernick is blackballed and Edelman is celebrated.
Yeah.
What a screwed up sport you have. And he's obviously upset because of the PED use of Julian Edelman, because the baseball guys have piled on an Edelman for the PED use. I'm sorry. Was Heyman covering the sport throughout the 90s? Was he around for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Heyman or any other baseball writer want us to dig up their works from the 90s when all they did was glorify every PED user in the sport?
Who's he write for now?
What the hell is he talking about? What a hypocrite. And by the way, I don't have an issue with any of it. The 90s are great. Yeah. I love the 90s.
I say bring back
Roids. I love the PED era, the steroids era. I got no issue with that. You know my take on this. Yeah. I've never had an issue with it. But get off your high horse, you jackass. You kidding me? You and all of your colleagues all did nothing but ball wash the players of the 90s for a full decade. Nobody was writing
great again
about what plenty of people thought might be going on when all of a sudden the cartoon characters are hitting 70 home runs a year. But we were all willing to turn a blind eye to it because the fans enjoyed the hell out of it. I know I did. I know most people did. Stop it. Oh, baseball's got it right. Oh, yeah. There's a sport that's gotten PED usage right. It's definitely baseball. Please.
Says the man who's keeping Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens out of the Hall
of Fame. Get out of here with that crap. A bunch of nonsense. And then you got Bill James, who, again, Red Sox, you can't keep getting out of this by just saying, oh, he's a consultant. He's closely linked to you. You cut him a paycheck. I don't care if he's getting a W-9 or a W-2. Just, he's yours.
Give him a
you own him. Yeah. You want to disown him? Say you don't pay him anymore. He's not one of your consultants. Until then, the stain that is Bill James and all of his stupid takes belongs to you. It belongs to the Boston Red Sox. Sorry. He does. That's your guy. Your guy, Red Sox.
Find some other nerd to crunch the numbers.
They've got a whole department of nerds. You don't need him anymore.
So what if Bill James was the first nerd? There are a million nerds right now out there saying, well, the war would indicate that. Like, oh, give
you
me
can't
a break
tell me that there's not better nerds by now out there.
There has to
spent
be better
their
nerds.
Time in baseball.
This is an old school nerd. Give me the new nerd.
Give me a chic nerd. If I had to choose, like, there's nothing worse than a crusty old nerd.
Oh, I agree.
Give me the chic nerd.
Bill James.
Give me Cambridge.
49 home runs for Frank Robinson in 66.
The problem with the nerds, the problem with the really smart, and I don't use nerd as a term to put anybody down.
No, it's smart.
I love the nerds. The problem is to find the nerds in baseball, you've got to get a nerd who could make like real significant change in this world to give up working on whatever it is they're working on to mess around in the sport of baseball. That's part of the issue, isn't it? Like really smart people. Well, I'm going to spend my life crunching numbers for a baseball team. How about I go like, you know, put a guy in space or try and solve cancer. Like, what am I doing with you? Why am I spending my time with you? And so that's part of the problem too, but you can't tell me that they haven't developed better nerds in the last two decades. They don't need Bill James and all his nonsense.
Well, what does the handbook say? The Bill James handbook. What does that say? Oh, he's projecting Mookie Betts with a war. 8.9.
Good Heyman article from 2001. He's bigger on Bonds. He's bigger and stronger than he's ever been. Clearly, last year's 49 home runs was merely the appetizer.
What they celebrate Julian Edelman in football.
There's no bigger
fraud. What a horrible sport. Right.
There's no bigger
fraud. It's like I told Sean, I said, what do you do to get knocked out? You get a concussion. No, you get in a game, drop your nuts, and you go and you catch a winning touchdown.
But nowadays, we wouldn't let Barry Bonds play in the postseason because we're better than that.
Oh, that's so
you
John Heyman.
It's not even John Heyman.
We seemingly just come out of nowhere in this race.
Come out of nowhere.
Just a little pinprick.
Yeah. It's called the cream in the clear, John. He's been using it for years. Nerd. What do you call it? The appetizer. This is just the appetizer.
Yeah.
Wait till he takes his full course of Balco and supplements. Please. What a joke. And we just use him as the example. He's got all kinds of fraud colleagues in the BBWAA that have been putting down Edelman for this entire week.
But he's the chief fraud.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
Today's takeaways brought to you by, excuse me, Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the program that helped chubby Cal Draper of that hoop show at up there to NBC Sports Boston lose over 25 pounds. Pop, stop, and drop. That's what Cal says. Lose those pounds. He's still counting. What's stopping you? Well, it's not today's takeaways. It's actually fake promo.
It is
Friday.
Fake promos. Just want to say one more time before we get to the fake promos. Thanks to Toucher and Rich and, of course, everyone at the Bruins. At Tufts Floating Hospital for Children yesterday, they did a fabulous job. They raised $119,000 yesterday at Pucks and Paddles. Obviously, I won. That's all in good fun.
That's why you said that.
That's nonsense. But I just wanted to give a serious thank you to everybody who was involved in that.
Awesome.
Of course, the Bruins, those guys putting up with all that. And
yeah,
really, you know, enjoying the day and enjoying everything that went on there. So it was a great event. Raised a ton of money for
always
a great
is.
Cause. Yeah. And good for everybody involved.
Sure.
All right. What do we got?
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
It's good. Get you going in the morning. That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, that was bread.
And toast.
Bagels. Bagel.
Bagels.
National Bagel Day.
Yeah. That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Daryl and Woomer, what's up?
Will you dance with a stranger?
Should we try it again, see what's going on there now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Daryl, let's see what Daryl's music is.
Sounds like the Killers. This UFOs.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And then he hung up. We never got to talk to Daryl today.
Bummer.
Too bad.
Works for some weird company.
Or maybe the like answering system finally hung up on us.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Two of them in one slot. That way, when it comes out, it's nice, doughy, and warm in the middle, and nice and toasty on the outside.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I didn't hear that way.
I didn't hear that way either.
I didn't hear it like that at all.
Can you play that again, please?
We're talking about BLTs.
Hold on. I was about to yell, dump that. What are we doing?
Oh. Give me that again, please. One more time.
Good Lord.
Did you hear that?
This used to be a family.
We
got to
move on.
We got to move on.
Jim,
I thought this was a family show.
Okay. Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Patrice had two goals last night. Yeah, one of them was sort of given to him.
Wow.
But still.
1,000 games he played? Ridiculous. That's a lot.
By the way, did you see Bergeron's final goal last night? Pastrnak on the breakaway. Well, I'm sorry. Did you just say
nope.
that?
Keep going.
No, never mind.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5.
I said it was given to him. It was gifted to him. And then Hardy was like, did you see a second goal last night? He was about to say the same thing.
Oh, Ted, shit, typical Hardy.
Ted blew it up. Yeah. Ted started laughing. Uh-huh. And so Hardy realized something was wrong.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Put him on a glass.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Oh, right up on the glass. Outstanding.
It's distorted.
Yeah.
I mean, and sometimes
it's really
fine.
Really smush him up there.
Solak and Bertrand.
You're talking about boobs, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Sports
oh, yeah, they are.
Really?
Yep. Put it right up there.
Mm-hmm.
How was Johnson? Johnson do good this week?
He was great.
He pooped out the day three?
Get tired yeah, you know, he's getting back into the grind.
Can't
you
do
know,
it every
he
day.
Hasn't, he hasn't worked those 5 days a week
so
in a few months.
Do it every day.
He's getting back into the grind.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Getting ready for next year. They're practicing for next year by dodging the stuff. You know, it's like practice for next year.
Rob is in Massachusetts.
Did anybody catch on hearing Gronk saying that he was dodging the shots, dodging the beards, getting ready for next year's practice? Did anyone catch on to that?
Yeah. Did you catch on? We were just talking about it.
Talking about it.
Oh, my God. Is that Jones?
Oh, vicious Jones.
Yes.
Vicious.
Assassin.
Jones in?
Killer. Jones was in yesterday.
Vulture.
Nice.
Yep.
Ooh. Just an absolute takedown.
I thought I saw carcasses outside.
Yeah. Another one. One more.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Yeah. It's not quite as big as it used to be.
No.
It's about 4 inches smaller in diameter, I think.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ted was talking about his neck.
I'm sure he was.
His neck is not as large as it was when he was playing.
Sounds like a you problem there, Ted.
Yep.
Oof.
4 inches.
No football this weekend.
None. It's weird. Sad.
Go outside and play football.
What are we going to do with ourselves?
AAF.
Go outside and play some football. Get a football.
Spring training.
Throw it around.
What, talking about a trade that won't take place until July now?
We're going to play toss from 60 yards away on a flat surface.
Talking about how the Bruins might get bounced in the second round. Like, what do we do now?
Wait till June. Anthony Davis is here.
Felger Baz are next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.